The Woodland Gospels by Jeremy Lloyd. Owl said, "Good people, who are really good, suffer more than the bad people, because they know what is good and bad people only know what is bad." There was silence for a moment. "That's very profound," said Rat. "And if I had a pencil, I'd write that down, if I could write." "What happened to Jesus?" said Bat. "Did he become a plumber like his father?"
"A carpenter," said Owl. "Yes, he did. But he spent a lot of time going to the temple, where clever men taught people about God, and he became clever like them while he was still a boy."
"Some people," observed Rat, "have a natural gift for learning."
"I wish I had," said Toad. "I forget everything, unless, of course, I'm interested. I mean, really interested. And then I remember it."
"Are you interested in the story?" asked Owl.
"I am," said Toad.
"Then shut up," said Rat.
"Well," said Owl, "according to the Bible, quite a few years passed and Jesus grew into a man. By then, of course, he was very wise. Now, in the desert, a long way from where Jesus lived, was a prophet called John the Baptist, who'd been told by an angel that God's son would soon pay him a visit."
"They were very busy people, these angels," said Bat. "If they hadn't told everyone what was going on, nobody would have known anything."
"If nobody had bothered to write the Bible," said Rat, "nobody would have known anything about all this anyhow, so that was a silly remark."
"May I continue?" said Owl.
"Be my guest," said Rat.
"Well," continued Owl, "John the Baptist told everyone he met that God's son was on his way and warned them to behave themselves and, if they were bad, to change their ways. John the Baptist knew so much and he was so kind that some people thought he was God's son. And they asked him if he was."
"Was he?" said Bat.
"Of course he wasn't," said Owl. "You're not listening."
"God could have had two sons," said Bat. "Mrs. McFerrit had 16.
Captain Beaky scratched his head. "What's that got to do with John the Baptist?"
"Nothing," said Bat. "I was just mentioning it because it was such a surprise to her."
"Now," said Owl, "Jesus heard about John the Baptist and he travelled a long way to see him. When Jesus found him, John the Baptist was standing in the river baptising people."
"What's baptising people?" said Bat.
"It's like christening," said Owl. "He put water on their heads and forgave them for their sins."
Batty Bat used a wing to scoop up some rainwater and poured it over his head.
"I feel better for that," he said. "Wetter, but better."
"I'm glad to hear it, though that's not quite the same thing as baptising," said Owl. "Now, when Jesus got to the river, he asked John the Baptist to baptise him. And as soon as John saw Jesus, he knew he was the Son of God."
"Did an angel tell him?" said Toad.
"No," said Owl. "He just knew. He just knew by looking at him. Because Jesus was the most special person in the world. And John said to Jesus that he knew he wasn't as good as Jesus. And he asked Jesus to baptize him."
him. But Jesus insisted, and he knelt down in the water of the river, and John baptized him. And the moment he'd done it, Jesus heard God's voice for the first time. And the voice said, an owl here lowered his voice so that it echoed around the upturned boat. You are my own dear son, and I am pleased with you.
That sent a tingle down my back, said Toad.
What did? Said Captain Beaky.
When Owl did that deep voice, I can imagine that's just what God sounds like, said Toad.
How do you know, said Rat, his voice might sound like mine or Bat's?
You've got a common voice, said Toad.
What makes you think, asked Rat, that God speaks all la-di-da? He could speak like me if he wanted to. I mean, if he wanted to have a chat with me. If I spoke Hindustani, he could speak to me in Hindustani, and it wouldn't be posh Hindustani.
I think we're agreed, said Captain Beaky, that for the purpose of this story, Owl does God's voice very well. It's easy to understand.
Thank you, said Owl, turning the page and peering at it. Could you light a candle or two? It's getting dark in here.
And after a search in the picnic basket, Captain Beaky found a long candle and lit it.
That's better, said Owl, and as their shadows flickered onto the sides of the boat, he continued with the story of Jesus.
Now, said Owl, Jesus was so moved by hearing his father's voice that he walked off into the desert, and he spent 40 days and 40 nights there until he grew weak with hunger.